Shakespeare's comedies thrive on confused identities, colossal misunderstandings that have everyone in a tizzy until the very end, with stories that thrive on bawdy, slapstick jokes. And as with all the master's works, they're open to new interpretations for each new generation that comes along. Elizabeth Mervyn is an actor who's performing in a Leeward Community College production of one of the Bard's early efforts, The Comedy of Errors. She's with us in our studio. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. You're, one of the things that you're called upon to do in this is to play not only a twin, but a male.
Yes. That's, it's kind of interesting for me. I'm having to rethink everything I'm doing. So that is a challenge as an actress, is having to portray a man. I got my hair cut. We cut it all off, and I'm learning how to speak manly, or just the way I stand, because normally I stand with my hips sticking out, so I have to learn to stand more masculine, sit with my legs apart, so I'm just having to rethink everything I do.
It's a very different body language, isn't it?
It is, yeah, definitely. And I didn't even think that I was necessarily a very feminine woman in the way I portrayed myself, but just I would have to be stopped and be like, okay, you know, put your hand off your hip or stand this way, change the way you move, yeah.
Well, it kind of makes you think about how we identify ourselves, you know, how our bodies say a lot about who we are.
Definitely. And just the body language, just I think it's neat that fascinating a culture, you know, just associates certain things. Like, I wouldn't even have to speak, but if I stand a certain way or move a certain way, it is portrayed as a male from the audience. So that's something interesting, just as an actor's tool I'm having to learn and use, just so I come across more masculine than my normal self. Yeah.
Well, you know, actors' tools depend on a lot of these little subtle signals that we give each other, right? And how we pitch our voices.
Yeah, for sure.
How we hold our bodies. Well, it's kind of, before you started studying acting, did you ever think about that kind of stuff?
No, not really, actually. I just always kind of did my own thing, and just every character I would ever be would just kind of be like a different version of myself. But as I've been growing and learning, I've learned to develop characters more, to stretch farther than I am physically and bodily, like just even the way I speak, learning to bring on new characteristics. So that's something that I've been growing and learning to do differently.
Well, especially since you're going to have a beard stuff.
I know. I'm excited about that. So originally we weren't planning on doing that, but then we thought it would be fun, and we looked at some pictures, and we like, you know, it helps hide my face a little bit more, and it just a new depth. So me and the Antipolises are going to have beards, so that would be fun. I've never had a beard before.
So let's try to figure out a way to sort of summarize the plot, because we have two sets of twins, and they've been the twins have been separated at birth.
Yes, that's right. So they're identical. So they've both been separated at birth, and then the Antipholus and Dromio of Syracuse travel to Ephesus, which turns out to be the hometown of Antipholus and Dromio of Ephesus. Mm-hmm. And so their friends and family are mistaking them for the other set of twins. So there's all types of mishaps that happen there. The wife mistakes me for her husband.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, obviously I'm not. And then people are bringing me chains, they're bringing me money. The other one gets in all types of trouble because people think he owes them things. So it's just all types of things like that.
So one twin gets in trouble for things that the other has done.
Yes.
Another gets money for that should be going to the other twin.
That's right. So pretty much all the good things happen to my set of twins, and then the other set is getting in all the trouble that I'm setting up for him.
How do you go about trying to sort of convey with your twin, your onstage twin, how do you work out conveying that you're twins?
So our costumes are identical. We have the same costume, so that's a big part, where we have the same hairstyle. Mm-hmm. Whenever I got my haircut, I actually took in a picture of his hair, and I was like, give me this man's haircut. So we're going to have all the same physical, but we've been doing mirror exercises, too, where we just kind of try to get in tune with each other. We stand apart from each other and just copy each other's body movements.
Uh-huh.
So just studying each other like that.
Which is really one of the interesting things about acting, you know, getting down to, you know, getting down to the basics of behavior and what what kind of signals we send each other.
It's so fun. And that's one of the things I love about acting is just you get to become another person, which you have opportunities that you don't normally get in real life. But on the stage, you're able to play a completely different character. And then once you're done with that character, you're back to your normal self. And there's not really a bunch of consequences, you know. You can play different things. So that's fun.
I get the feeling your normal self is a pretty cheerful one.
I am. I'm a very bubbly, loud, giggly person. So a lot of energy.
Have you ever played nasty and mean?
I have, actually. So for the longest time growing up, I was always cast as villains.
Really?
Because I'm so over the top sometimes. Like, I think it's actually one of the funnest roles to play are villains, because you just get to be ridiculous. Even like maniacal laughs, things like that are so much fun. But it wasn't until I was older where I got casted as like a saintly woman. And it was so different for me. I'm like, oh, I get to be the good guy.
Yeah.
And that was fun too.
See, I wouldn't have figured you I wouldn't have cast you as a villain. I would have figured that you're
actress.
You're just too cheerful, right?
Yeah.
What do you have to do to convey that kind of meanness?
You
sort of deaden your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to make sure that you have a motivation. So that's the biggest part, I think, in acting is making sure you do have a motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to figure out when you're figuring out your characters, you want to figure out what your motivation is. So if I was like, maybe there's a woman I hate, you know, I would play that on my motivation. Well, I want to make her life miserable. So that's what I would focus on. Just the way I walk. You would probably, unless you're like a psychopath, you know, maybe then you could jump around.
Right.
But you probably walk a little bit heavier. You would have a little bit more edge, I think, when you talk in your voice. Mm-hmm. You would not be smiling all the time.
So you kind of, you know, because even the most terrible people think they're justified.
Yes,
right?
that's something that makes actually an excellent villain, is because most of the time people are not just nasty. They think what they're doing is right normally.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a big factor too, and that plays into having the motivation behind your character to make it be realistic when it comes across.
So you have to really kind of understand that and get that inside of you, I would think.
Definitely, for sure. So that's a big part when you are putting on a production, is knowing your characters. That way, whenever you're getting on stage, you're thinking like them. And then if you know their motivation, you know how they think. When you're saying their lines, it's going to come across like it's coming from your mind.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of personality does Antipholus of Syracuse have?
Antipholus is the lighter twin. So in the comedy, it's a lot of contrast between the two. So my twin, he's darker. He's more serious. I'm kind of Peter Pan-ish almost, I would describe him as. He has a skip in his step. He's a lot lighter. He's has a better relationship with his servant, Dromio. He's nicer to him. So the other one, they're more of a master-servant relationship, where my pair, we've traveled together. We're more buddies.
So you're more in your natural self in this role. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Elizabeth Mervyn plays Antipholus of Syracuse in the Leeward Theater production of William Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. It's in the alternate space at Leeward Community College, April 13th through 15th and April 20th through the 22nd.